Hello.
Hey, this is Lloyd.
Yeah.
Hey, Lloyd, how are you? You talked to one of my assistants, Sid.
I think I did a little bit earlier.
Yes, sir. Do you have a minute to talk?
Hey, yes, sir. I'm free.
Good, man. How's your day going?
Fine, all right. I can daughter here with me. She caught a little cold, so we've been in the house all day.
Yeah, I had a cold all weekend, so I can definitely relate.
Yeah, been going around. How about yourself? How you day going?
What's that?
I say, yeah, been going around this cold, sickness, flu, or whatever it is going around. But
Yeah,
yeah.
I think I had the flu last week, but I'm not sure. It only lasted a day, but I was I had the chills and fever, but it only lasted a day, so I'm not sure if that's, everybody's immune system is different.
Yeah, hang on right though, buddy. How your day going?
Going good, man.
Okay.
My assistant asked me your information because you were looking to sell this house. We have property in New Kent, and then I know on your property, they got that tiny little children daycare there on the corner.
Yep,
I'm pretty from. Go ahead.
No, I was saying that's Church Lane Road, right? A little daycare center. It's like church. It's right there up the street, right up the road from it.
Yeah. So, and I saw you bought it not too long ago.
Yeah, I acquired a property maybe a year ago. I was working on it in the process. Yeah, we had did some things wrong. I did a whole minor subdivision, change things over because he's the way he had the property set up. So, yeah, I done had it for about, like I said, about a year and a half now, but I actually got everything straight in courthouse, paperwork and stuff like that here in March.
What kind of paperwork were you inherited this or?
No, when I bought the property, like I said, he had it set up to where I was mine. 16 acres, because
Yep.
it's a big property or whatever. But I only bought 3.5 acres, so I had to have a minor subdivision done because it was stating still that that I was buying 16 acres instead of the 3 acres with the house.
Right. So
So I had to
you.
have that straight, adjusted. I had to have a surveyor come back out there or whatever. Well, he didn't have to come out because he had already did the subdivision. I just had to have everything like recorded down the courthouse, like the owner that sold me the property had to, have a certain amount of placards of, these little things, man. I went through a whole process with that, you know what I mean? Kind of burnt out, but like I said, it's just records that it had to be shown down the courthouse that was verifying that I wasn't buying the 16 acres, I was only buying the 3.23 acres.
With the house on it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you got a house. Yeah, because it shows 16 acres, but you're saying it's not. That's not a problem. So if you got 16, or you got 3 acres on the house.
Yes, it's 3 acres. The house sit on 2.5 acres, and it's, 2.79 acres, and there's another acre across the street, right in front of the house. You know what I mean? That's how they had the subdivision, how he had the property split up for what he was selling. You understand what I'm saying? Because I guess he inherited the property, his brother that passed, and he sold me the property. And when he sold me the property, he didn't have he had the minor subdivision done. But he had didn't have everything recorded in the courthouse. You understand what I'm saying? That makes sense to you? It wasn't recorded when he did the minor subdivision, dividing, splitting the 3.23 acres away from the 16 acres.
So basically, whether he did it right or wrong, it's not correct.
It's correct now. That's what I'm saying. That's why I say I brought the house and stuff like that or whatever. That's why all that's done. Because we had to have everything done correctly.
Do you have a minute I can kind of look at it? Because I know where the property's at. Just need to look at it, overview, just so that I can see the lines. Let me see here. So when you sell 8620, just for clarification, how many acres will be sold with it?
3 acres, 3.23 or whatever, I think it's something like that, 3 acres.
Okay.
That little thing where they split it up, where he did the minor subdivision and it's showing particle age. You know, it's telling you right everything in the deed, like it's a deed of correction. I got all of that stuff. You know what I mean? It's showing the way he did it, did everything correctly.
Okay, so deed of correction. You said deed of correction?
That's what it said,
Okay. Yeah, the county, they do some stuff. They must have consolidated. Let's see here. And it's a personal question, but are you living there now?
yeah. No, right now at the moment I'm not.
Are you in state or out of town?
No, I'm in Virginia. I'm right here. I'm in Caddysville, and like I've been working on the house for about a year. Like I said, I've been working on the house. That's why I say I acquired the property about a year ago. You know what I mean? I've been working on the house. I'm put floor down, painting, sheetrock, things of that nature. But I just got a little tied up in the renovations and trying to put the house back together. Like I said, my money, things just got a little tied up. I'm a little tight right now, so I'm trying to get rid of it before, you know. I
Sure.
don't want to be going the hole any further. You know? Like I
Well,
said,
I
it wouldn't
mean,
take much for to get it up and, you know what I mean, staying and livable or whatnot, but I just can't afford it right now, that's all.
yeah. I mean, if I recall correctly, does it have central HVAC? Okay. No central HVAC, and then the
It got
roof.
the like the furnace heat thing, furnace heat pump or whatever, like central heat, I guess, but not central air conditioning.
Okay, so you just have window units? Okay. Makes sense. Okay.
He said the
So,
house was built in like 1968, 1970, something like that.
yeah. Yeah, because it shows 16 acres, but you're saying 3.
Like I got the deed of correction. Like I didn't went through it. Probably I know it. You know everything right now. That you had to look into the courthouse or whatever the case may be. Everything was done so well. You know, it was separated from the 16 acres.
Sure. And is this house, I mean, obviously it's gonna need a full renovation.
I mean, like I said, I done did pretty much a lot of that, man. I done replaced joists and did walls, new sheetrock, things of that. I mean, if you want to go in and central air condition, put vinyl siding and stuff like that up on it, now that'll be different because it got all new windows in it, you know. And like I said, it wouldn't be left with, it wouldn't take much for it to be up and going, like, you know what I
Like
mean?
a turnkey, not necessarily the nice thing, but just turnkey ready.
Yeah, like I said, if you wanted to go in there and spruce it up to where it's making, you know, make a little bit more if you're just trying to sell it off or something like that, just renting it out, it wouldn't need no more. Like I said, go in there and put a kitchen in. You know, we need kitchen cabinets and stuff like that was old, and I tore that stuff down and put new sheetrock and put the hardwood floors and stuff like that in it. Like I said, I replaced the doors and all new windows. Like, I mean, all of that stuff is brand new. Sheets
Basically,
and stuff down.
the inside is just needs some lipstick.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Pretty much. I have a few pictures on my phone. I don't know if I can maybe send them over to you through text or something like that. But I have a few pictures I had on my phone. Just want to take a little look at something now.
You want to send them to me while I'm on the phone with you?
Let me see if I can do
How soon, and all, realistically, are you looking to sell this pretty quickly?
soon as possible.
Okay. Do you, and just out of curiosity, what are you gonna do after you sell it? Are you gonna, I mean, you said you already have somewhere to go?
Yeah, I kind of have somewhere to go at the moment, yeah.
Is it vacant?
No, I'm gonna go help and take care of my mom's. My mom's ain't doing too good right now, so I'm gonna go
I'm
and.
sorry, the house, is it vacant?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Sorry
I've been
about
doing
that.
the work and stuff in the my fault.
No, you're okay. And where's your mom live, just out of curiosity? I just lost my mom not too long ago, so I'm just curious where she does she live. Is she live in the area?
No, she's right up here on Mechanicsville.
Okay, yeah, I'm from Mechanicsville, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm up here like by the windmill situation, like close to Hanover,
Yeah,
you know.
old Mechanicsville.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, trying to get her done, like I said. I didn't put a little money into the house, like I said, like a full renovation, that'll be on the next person. All depends on what they're trying to do, far as, you know what I mean, if they want to sell it. But if you just, you know, living and, like, I mean, it's all new insulation in the house and everything, and the ceiling, the walls, man, a lot of
Now,
stuff that's been done to the house.
have you had any pulmets purred on it? Pulmets pulled?
Permit?
Yeah.
No, because a lot of the stuff really wasn't considered a needing permit. So,
Like if you're doing anything electrical,
yeah, see, like
typical.
all of that stuff was done. Like that stuff looked fairly new. Like that stuff was working. Like I actually had the electricity on up until like February of this year. You know what I mean? Running water, all the stuff, all of that stuff looked new. I hadn't, as far as electricity and stuff like that, wasn't none of that stuff bad.
Okay.
Yeah, and I ain't really have to. Cause to be honest with you, my man, I had the I don't know if you're familiar with the guys. We buy ugly houses and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm familiar with them, but well, I'll just leave it at that.
All right. Well, I had those guys down there.
You can say whatever you want, but I have no comment for them.
Yeah, I pretty much understand you, man. They sent me through a whole runaround, you know what I mean, before they let me know that I had to go back and do that corrected deed and the minor stuff. They were telling me, oh, we can get it done this fast and this, that, and the third or whatever. But then they went in there, they had somebody inspect the house and do all of that stuff. They actually did all of that stuff, and then they waited till it got to the last minute.
Price gouge you?
Yeah, kind of that too, but you know, like I said, they waited till the last minute for the paperwork thing. They're telling me they're gonna have it done, you know what I mean, a certain amount of time, but now it's like, oh, we can't do this because you got to have such and such done. And I went and got that done, you know, as far as the minor subdivision, the deed of correction and stuff like that. I went and had all of that stuff done for them. And then, like, once I got that done, it's like I'm calling and now the
Can't
price
get a
done
hold of them.
changed. No, like you said, the price gouging part just started. But you knew I had to go spend extra money for to get this done, which is not your fault, not your problem, or nothing like that, or whatever. But you told me we agreed on a certain price from the beginning. You understand? Now I had to do a lot of stuff myself. Came out of my pocket. I didn't, you know.
And they're the ones that told you needed to do XYZ.
Yeah, they said it had to get done because it was still showing that 16 acres. If they would have purchased, like I said, I ain't really gonna talk bad about them because they probably could have went on and tried to do some legal stuff. Not really legal, but you know, did some things that wasn't right. Because like I said, I brought the property. He actually is a friend of my family or whatever. I brought property from him or whatever.
So you
You
got
know
a
what I
good
mean?
deal on it.
Yeah, I got a good deal on it, like I'm saying, and I didn't put a lot of money into it or whatever.
And when you
And
say a lot of money, what do you mean by that?
I'm talking over, I want
Like
to say at least over 40
30.
grand. Yeah, at least
Yeah.
over 40 grand and me doing a lot of the work, you know what I mean? Taking time out of my days and, you know what I mean? Me doing stuff or whatever, having to do a lot of this stuff and my, you know what I mean? Taking out and paying people to do things or whatever. Like, it ain't cheap. It wasn't cheap as I thought it was going to be honest. It ain't cheap. Like,
Of course. I mean, at that point, you're timing or you're trading time for, your dollars, and you know, the only thing quicker than, you know, money going is time.
Right. Exactly.
So it's livable now.
Yeah, like I said, you put a kitchen in it, man. Get your kitchen set up or whatever, and like we were just talking about discussing lipstick, find a place or whatever. You know what I mean?
Right.
But as far as you coming in there, and you can do the bedrooms and bathrooms, everything working or whatever. That's cool. That'll work
right.
Fine. Got it plugged up for the stove, and it got the little the piece for the washing and stuff like that. Like I got it set up to where you can, if you want to buy the stand up on top of each other, wash and dry, because it got the washer connecting all that stuff in it already. That's there. I mean, it's capable. I say myself, like if I had the money, another maybe 25-30 grand to put in it, I'd be in it. Like I said, a beautiful view, 3 acres of land.
You'd be in it for 50. You could sell it for maybe 75.
If I was depending on something, like I said, if I had the money to fix it up, man, I'd go ahead and move on in it. You know what I mean? I'm paying $1,400 right now on rent of where I'm staying at.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I take that, cut out my pocket, and go on with my deuce after or whatever, and try to get things back together. That's what I'm looking forward to now, boss man. That's why I say I'm really looking to get rid of it as soon as possible, so I can just get everything over with, get it out of my head or whatever.
So I mean, if we can make something work today, because I think we can make something work. I mean, I have properties in the area, and you know, I've seen the property.
So you're familiar with the area.
Oh yeah. I mean,
and you know how the area is. It was a small little country town. It's been a little small country town, but it's on the rise. Like, you know what I mean? As far as, like you're saying, New Kent with the casinos and things of that nature, they're bringing things around it, you know, for the, make the county better.
I don't disagree with you. Unfortunately, the houses, you know, they haven't gone up necessarily just because the casino is going to be built. But
No. I'm just talking about people coming to the community. Like, it was a rural area. Like,
it's
going to
get more populated, that's for sure.
Right, exactly. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, it's more people coming.
You're a reasonable man.
Yeah.
you seem like you understand and know what you're talking about, that's for sure.
Yeah, I've been going through it. Like I said, my time been going into it, man. You're going to learn. Like, you're going to be sitting in the blind somewhere, pockets flat. You know what I mean? You better pick up on it quick. Like I said, that part held me up when I had to get the minor subdivision and go through all of that stuff and get that stuff done. That really held me up.
Because right.
I had the red guy, I want to say his name, Mike.
Red door guy?
Mike. Not red door, I'm sorry. We buy ugly home. The guy, Mike, you know what I mean? I had him, we settled right at a certain price. Like I said, everything was done with that. Then that put a hole on my plan, so.
Right. Okay.
Like I said, it's just time, man. It's that time for some.
I mean, you own this free and clear.
Yeah. Like I said, I got a deed of correction and all that stuff. I got receipts showing where I had to pay taxes and stuff like that for this year. All of that's been done, like, you know.
Well, you're in a good spot, and you don't want to rent it because obviously you need to do some things probably.
I got a female that's actually, if you was keeping it, that's really willing to rent the house. She's been calling me, been on me, man, for about the last 3-4 months. Like I said, I know it's people that's coming to the county because I had so many people reach out to me as far as the house, as far as renting and stuff like that, but I ain't in a position to do nothing like that. But like I said, if that was the case, I'd just fix it up and move in it myself.
Right. I get it. Let's see. 2-1. I want to make sure the acres is right.
Let me grab the deed of correction real fast. still there?
Yeah, I'm here, brother. I'm here, brother.
Okay. Yeah, I got the one of the deeds right, the deed of correction and confirmation. And it's, you know, practically explaining everything and showing where the, let's see, read it on. This deed of correction and confirmation dated December 27, 2023 by the Lord. And it's named the Island Grantee. I'm Grantee. Let me see if I can send you a few pictures of that.
I don't really know. I don't really need a deed.
Okay. No, I was just trying to, you know, explain to you. I don't know if you stuck or we are the 16 acres it's and the 3.60 acres.
Is it two different lots that it would come with? It would be the house lot and then the other lot?
Yeah, all of it's together. Yeah, all of that's together, like I said. But one of it, the acre, one of the acres is right in front of the house. You know what I'm saying? Like, the road run is sitting right across the road, right in front of the house. You know what I mean? Tax map. Oh, let me see. Map number 26 and 22 was covered to a party of the second part. Particle 22B. Like, I got the surveyor. I got the surveyor done by Ironwood Surveying and all of this stuff right here and stuff. So, like I said, it shouldn't be no problem once you go to punch the information in, do what you need to do. It shouldn't be no problem.
All right, so total acreage with the other one, because the house is on 3.
No, the house is on 2.
House is on 2, and then the other one to the left, if you're looking at it from the street, or if you're looking at it from the street, it's to the right?
Like, if you step out the front door of the house, it's right in front of you, right across the road.
Yeah.
You know
like
what I mean?
Yeah, like a triangle.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, I think we can work something out. I mean, you know, you got a really good deal on it. You know, we're based out of Ashland, and we buy, you know, 10, 12 houses a month.
Okay.
So, you know, we're familiar with it. We've seen it. We haven't seen the inside of it, obviously, which isn't really a problem. But,
right.
I mean, what is, I mean, you said you want to sell it fast. You want to, you know, be done with it. I mean, is there anything that would stop you from, you know, moving forward today to get the process started?
Nah, I don't see nothing holding me back. If we made the right offer, we come up with the right agreement, then I don't see nothing holding me back. We're not getting away.
Okay.
We can move forward today.
Right. So, you know, I know you said you got it for 10. You put some money into it.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? My little time that I didn't got invested in it, you know, which I'm still proud of, but my time that I've been, you know, like I said, really been investing in it and having to get this survey done, situation done over, stuff like that. But like I said, you made me a good offer, man. I'm here.
You're good to go right now.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Let me see something. It's a 2-1, correct?
Mm-hmm.
How far is Old Union Road from there?
I want to say probably about 10 minutes. Like that. About 10 minutes away.
Let me see.
Old Union, yeah. Well, that ain't far.
Give me 1 second here. Church. About 12 minutes. Yeah. So I mean the house, it doesn't have any foundation issues, does it?
No. Before I think he did, like, he was doing some work to the house, trying to sell the house itself before I got it. So, like I said, I think he actually did some work in the house, to be honest. I don't know if
right.
He got this, like I said, because the wiring was looking pretty much new when I was turning the sheetrock down and doing stuff like that. The wiring looked pretty much new, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I'll be honest with you, just with the work and where it's located. You know, I'm not saying this is my offer, but I would love to be able to buy this house, you know, around $55,000.
Right.
And that's as is, you know, closed in 30 days or sooner. You know, I pay for closing costs.
Right. Yeah. That's kind of low below what I was looking for. So, I mean,
well, let's talk it out. What were you thinking?
I was thinking a little bit more on the end. Like I said, I wanted 100.
Yeah.
I was thinking more. Let's just settle out for around at least 80 grand, and I was gonna leave it at that.
We're close. Let me see. Hang on. Sorry.
To be honest, boss man, tonight even I gotta go back and, like, you know what I'm saying, good dude or whatever, to be honest with you, but 8 is like where I'm going, like I'm where I'm really standing at right now, to be honest. I got a couple offers, you know, right on that, and 8 is right, like, where I can let it go as is. No problem. You know what I mean? Like I said, I know I got at least between 40 tied up in it. But I paid for it, you know? And such the extra little things that, you know what I mean, that have been taking place in these last few years dealing with
let me ask you this. Would you go, because I'm just doing my calculations and the renovations I'm going to need, you know, to be up to date and, you know, put my name on it. I mean, let's see, $76,351.23. I mean, that's stretching it. I mean, and we can get this over with and, you know, cash to you. No bullshit. Excuse my language, but I'm a very transparent guy.
Right.
You know, and
would you want to come in there and check the inside out or something like that, boss man? Because like I said, I'm keyed in on that 80, man. I didn't put down for certain prices and certain numbers. I actually had an offer guy that came to me telling me he's going to tear the house down and build a whole other house and this, that, and the third. Yeah, give me 70 grand cash right now. I don't need to do that in the third or whatever. Like I said,
well,
I know the house is livable. You know what I'm saying?
I tell you this. Nobody... I've been doing this for a long time. If anyone tears that house down, I think they would be making a mistake because the house is valuable. So I'm not sure who you're talking to, and I don't like talking bad about anybody. But
right,
you take that house down, an average builder that's a good builder can build a house at 135 per square feet. I don't see any. I don't see any money in the deal if they did
that. I mean, I really didn't understand it myself. You know what I mean? Like I said, I had him. And then, like I said, me and the ugly home, me and Mike had worked up a deal right at 80. Like I said, everything was keyed in till we, you know what I'm saying? I argued him down from the 100 to 80 and just not argue, but you know what I mean?
Why didn't you go with him?
Because of that situation with the deed of correction. He said he wasn't going, you know what I mean, he won't try to spend no money because he had already did brought the people in there for to do a home inspection and all that stuff, so he wasn't trying to pay nobody to do a minor subdivision. And we couldn't get in contact with Ironwood Surveying at the time, which who had that's the people that done this minor subdivision from the beginning. So, like I said, he was like, if I can get it done, then... You know what I mean? We can go through contract deal still on or whatever. If I pay for the come out my pocket and get the survey and done. I did all that. Went through all of that, whatever, like I said. And when I contacted them, I want to say here in the last, it's been a few months here ago, I contacted them, let them know everything was done. I couldn't get in contact with them. I finally got in contact with them. And, you know what I mean? His price went from 80 down to 75. And, you know, just... You know
just,
what I mean?
They're with you.
Right. Like I said, because like I told you, if we wouldn't have had made that deal from the beginning and him telling me that, you know what I mean? Because I went through a whole, I mean, he told me it was going to take him maybe under a month to get it done.
Now, how long has it been?
Yeah, it was actually in the second month before he let me know that he had to get the minor subdivision done. He couldn't do nothing. But I'm like, why would you send people in there for to have a home inspection without going through that process first?
So it's been about, what, 3 months since this is supposed to close?
Actually, this was back in, like I said, in August of 2023, last year this time.
You've kind of been sitting on it.
No, I've been getting the minor subdivision thing done. I had to get the subdivision done and kind of, you know, me get everything recorded in the courthouse. What I was telling you, that's why they got everything done up as March. Back in March, everything was done at the, like, far as submitting the paperwork and all that stuff was done and charged to the records.
Right.
I couldn't do nothing. I couldn't sell a house. I couldn't do none of that till I had that done. He couldn't even buy that unless he would have been buying the whole 16 acres, you know what I mean, plus the house.
Right.
And we couldn't have that. So I had to go, like I said, more time now, you know what I mean, because now I got to go get a subdivision done. I got to call all these people. I had people telling me 8,000.
Unless you just sell it.
Unless I sold the whole 16 acres, which didn't belong to me.
Right.
So, our hold up.
So, sounds like you really want 80. Let me see here.
Like I said, you come check it out, man. I done did a lot of work to the house, man.
Well, I tell you, Mr. Carter, I buy houses all the time. And I, you know, I buy them because I know what I'm doing, you know. So
right.
And,
sound
and,
like it.
And most people are pretty upfront about, you know, the condition of the property. You know, you told me it wasn't falling down, it didn't have any structural issues. And I know the area. I know Charles
Church
City.
Lane.
I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, Charles City. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm confident in it. I mean, because I'm gonna have closing costs and I'm gonna pay for your closing costs. I mean, would you be willing to take, you know, 77? No, hang on. 77,653.21, and that's like my budget. That's my budget because I have to, you know, I have to put in work to it.
Right.
And you know, I'm looking to waste time. You know, 30 days or sooner, we can get this.
That'll be the kicker too, like you're saying, 30 days or sooner. Like, if I agree to that 77, like I said, 80, I go ahead and calm down and wait another 3 weeks.
So you can.
But the faster it gets, I might work. Man, I've got the agreement locked at 80, but like I said, you want to. We can bargain a little bit, man. What is this?
I mean,
if we can get it done faster, I can. Maybe agree to that 77 or 78. I can agree to 78. We can have it done in 3 weeks.
Hold on. 78. Let me do the number. 78. It's going to be 341 and 23 cents. Just, I know that's a, I know that's an odd number, but you know, I have a formula. You know, I'm trying to stay in business too.
Mhm.
So,
and what does numbers do for you? I ain't understanding what you're saying. Like, as far as the numbers, like how you saying you do the numbers like that? What, how that help your business? I'm asking. You know what I mean?
Are you asking like how did I come up with that number?
Yeah, you're like trying to stay in business and stuff like that or whatever.
Well, I tell you
that
this,
got something to do with it.
I tell you this is like, you know. Some people will call you. I'm sure they have. Mm-hmm. They're like, I'll give you $50,000 for this house.
Mm-hmm.
They're not, and I'm not speaking bad will of anyone, but they're just, you know, throwing out a number that's, you know, hoping to get accepted. And
mm-hmm.
I'm in the service business. You know, I've been in business for a long time, and, you know, I'm not looking to, you know, give you the cheapest price so that you can accept it. I'm giving you the price that makes sense for me for long-term purposes. And, you know, how I come up with that number is, one, you know, the updates that I'm going to have to do. And I'm pretty good at my job, you know, not being egotistical, but, you know, I know what I'm doing here. So, at that number, I feel like I wouldn't be, I mean, it's a little bit more than I want to pay, but I feel like I can still work it in the budget.
Okay. I understand you now. I understand you more clearly now.
So you want to close the 16th of August or of September.
Yeah, we can close the 16th instead of the 16th of September.
Say that again, brother.
I said that would be a lock, 16th September for the 78, 34, I can't, 34 the number.
Yeah. So you're good to go on that if we can do that.
If we can close at the 16th, man, or before. Yeah.
The 26th, which would be 3 weeks.
The 26th is 3 weeks.
Yeah, or sooner.
Okay.
We put closing shall occur on or before 9/26/24, which is 3 weeks. But we say closing shall occur on or before because typically we close before, but we don't. I don't want to overpromise you and underdeliver, and then you're mad at me like, hey, why am I not getting my money? So I'm confident that we can get, that done. So it's really as easy as that. Let me ask you this. Do you have let's see. You have a smartphone?
Yeah, I do. iPhone 11 or whatever it is.
Yeah, I love the iPhones. Let's see here. All right. Give me one second here. And since we're paying for closing costs, do you have a problem using Curtis Gordon? He's right off Brook and Parham Road.
Nah, you paying for it,
That's right.
right? Ain't got no problem with it, boss.
All right, let's see. All right, you should have got, if you want to put me on speaker, should have gotten a text message.
Yeah, I got your text right here. Why am I sitting down from the sign? Ready to fly. Okay.
Should be able to open it.
Got it
And then
delivered.
quick, I accept, as in, so that way you can, view the document. It's just a one page.
But this is that now. I'm reading over and signing. So. Yeah, I see what you're talking about.
Do you want me to go over it with you so you understand everything? It's pretty cool.
Yeah, what's that? I can read through it and sign everything. Oh, you wanted me to try to get all of this done right at the moment?
Well, yeah, if we're buying it and you want to close in 3 weeks, we got to get this to the title company, the settlement agent.
Okay. All right.
So at the
I
bottom of
mean, what you want me to go over? I mean, I can start filling it out right now. I can go ahead and
Yeah.
start filling it out.
All you got to do is just scroll to the bottom, and it should show your name.
I'll show
And
you
you,
where I need to sign at.
yep.
Okay, closing time. I'm gonna read a little bit real fast. Closing time before 9:26. Probably should. Okay, find it by a separate place and log by it. So that I can ask that same thing. This other one, I'm gonna find close. Include seller management deposit. This is the title agreement. This agreement is an entire agreement between the parties. Parties who visit and produce agreements they have to be able to visit and also to remain without appearance of having any important effect. This 326 informant must be accepted and signed by the seller. Okay. All right, I'm right at the bottom, just.
Yep, should be able to click your name at the signature. And then click finish.
Got it all fine. All right, we got a next button on there now.
Yep, click next.
Then hit finish, or I got to sign again?
Yeah, click finish.
Sign the document, but you should have some mercy on the phone number.
All right, yep, I got it.
I'm gonna continue.
Yep, I got it.
Okay. Well, need something else on this document thing here?
Nope, we're good right now.
Good right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's after hours, too. I know you talked to my assistant, Sid.
Like the Spanish guy?
Oh, say that again.
Spanish. I said the guy I talked to earlier sounded kind of Spanish. Like a Spanish guy. I don't know.
What kind of guy?
Spanish, foreigner, Latino, Mexican.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
But he's a nice guy.
Oh yeah. I just, you know what I mean. When I talk to you a pile of time, make sure I talk to them. I'm talking about the right people. You know what I mean. That's all.
Yeah. How did? Just for curiosity, how did he? How was y'all's conversation?
Our conversation was pretty good. Get right to the point, let you know what it is. You know, it won't know beating around the bush. And like some of these companies, like that do it, they ask some of the wildest random questions. Like, you know, I mean, I have my understanding. You want to get a little information, but let's get to the point. We talk about a house, you know.
Yep. Can you send me those pictures while you got them?
I'm on the phone with you. I ain't too familiar. I can send them to you once we hang up. I ain't too familiar how this thing be working, man. But they'll come right through. I'll send them, let you know they coming from Lower Carter or whatever. You see my phone number.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to text you off of another number, because sometimes the pictures don't come through on this number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can just send me the text message, how you name or whatever. Everything on it. Okay, there you go. Right there.
Yep.
Okay, I'm
going to check it out and then hold on. I'll wait. And excuse me, I have a cold.
Yeah, I just told you I've been dealing with that all day. I'm running noses and snotting noses all day long.
Yep.
It don't bother me.
Well, if you hear me sneezing, that's why. And just to be clear, this property is coming with another lot across the street.
Yeah, it's all included in the 3.6 acres. Like I said, the house with the well, septic, and all that sits on 2.23 acres, and the rest of it is right in front of the house, right across the road. You know.
Is it same parcel or is it two different parcels?
It's the same. Where is that?
You're
parcel
sure.
22B, yeah, it's the same one.
Okay.
Oh, hold on. I'm sorry. It's at minus of the tax parcel 26 and 22, but parcel 22B, part 1 and 2, that's what it is. On the plat that's made by Iron Subdivision. Parcel 22B, part 1 and 2. It's 22B, like you said. I guess it's one parcel. It's just part 1 and 2, it said. On the plat made by Iron Subdivision, October 31st, 2023. Entitled Minor Subdivision, Tax Protocol 26 and 22. If I'm reading this stuff right to you, how it's supposed to be. But like I said, once you get all that information, then I guess get it to your title company and all that stuff, it'll show you what's going on.
Out of curiosity, what was the lowest and highest offer you got?
The highest offer I got right now was 80. I had a guy talking about doing some, what is it called? Seller finance or seller something to that nature, whatever, where he was going to put a certain amount down and we were going to try to
pay you off
the
in
whole
5 years.
Yeah, claim it was a you. Yeah, you get it. You know what's going on.
Yeah. Well, I buy houses like that too.
Right, right. So like you said, you know what's going on. That was the highest off I got, which was the 100, and that was he was going to put 25%, 30% down, pay me a certain amount of money, and then once he was going to put the closing at a year, and he'd have all my money paid off in a year, which.
Well, I gotta ask, what made you work with me? Because you had higher offers.
Like I told you, the guy that I was talking about doing the seller finance, I want to keep on doing the seller finance. I mean, even though he was shooting me that 100 grand, it was like, I want my money. I want all my money right now, and I won't try to do that. You know what I mean? And then, like I said, I got the 80,000. That was one of the highest offers that was like guaranteed. Everything was contract. We had the contract and all of that stuff done. And like I said, we ran into the problem with the subdivision thing being done. And that was with We Buy Ugly Homes. Like, I can't think of Mike last name. I think it's Hogan, to be honest. But with Mike or whatever, that was like I said, the highest offer I done got. I done got a 65. I got 65, and everybody else, like I said, it's been a bunch of headaches. It's like they ask you all of this information, ask you all of these questions or whatever. It's like, come on down here and check the house out. You can go from there because I'm not a realtor. I can't tell you this. I can't tell you that. So that's you come check the house out for yourself. And like Mike and the guy Rob, he's like, I guess he's Richmond. He got an ad on Craigslist and stuff like that. Black guy, you know, running around. Like I said, I was trying to do a little business with him, but. He was trying to do seller finances and stuff like that or whatever. So I won't really toucan in on that. So
yeah,
I've seen your number. I done called it Red Door guys and stuff like that. But like I said, they just wanted a bunch of information versus they giving me an offer. You know what I mean? I really didn't get an offer because, like I said, I wanted to come check the house out or like you got a female on the phone and she really don't even. I'm telling her what's been done house and like that. You know, it's just process, man. Just like it's been a kind of headache too.
Unexperienced.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like I said, the reason I went with you guys, like I said, I got on the phone today because actually Friday, that's when I talked to the guy about the seller finance thing. And like I said, I'm just not to the point I'm tired of texting, writing, filling out things on the internet and stuff. Rather just for you to straight talk to you. And you know what I mean? We do it like that, like all that paperwork and filling out a bunch of questions and asking this over and over. I just got a headache with it, to be honest. So I'd rather talk and communicate with people like we just sat here and had this conversation. You know what I mean? It's over with now. Like I said, we could have got straight to the point versus, you know what I mean, going over a bunch of stuff you're seeing on the internet. Giving you my address, giving you my life history, giving you this, that, and the third over and over and over again. Like, we're selling a house.
Yeah. Well, you know, I buy 90% of the houses over the phone before I even see them.
Okay.
So.
Like, but you know what you're doing, though. Like, I won't talk until, like, I might have been talking to the secretary or something, you know what I mean? Or somebody they just got in there to handle the paperwork that don't even really much know about the carpenter side of it, you know, doing the work that side of the house, you know what I mean? They might know how the paperwork and all of that what need to be done before that, you know what I mean? Like, I'll be sitting on the phone talking to one of them versus talking to a guy like you that can tell me the paperwork side. And you ain't even got to go on the inside to know what the condition or what it may be, you know what I mean?
Yep. I get it, brother. Well, I'm glad that we can, you know, work something out.
Yeah. I hope that, like I said, everything can work out fine. So we ain't tired of doing that headache, man.
Work out. Everything good.
You do you rent houses out? Sell houses? Well, I'm pretty sure you sell them, but you rent houses and stuff like that?
Yep.
Your phone breaking up real bad.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you a little bit now. I sound like you're falling off.
One sec. Is that better? Yeah. You know what we're doing. We've done it a few times.
That's not good. I'm glad I'm going to be doing it. Versus just trying to come out.
Well, we'll definitely be in touch. You'll hear from my transaction coordination team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do all the buying.
Okay.
And everything else gets handled for me.
Okay. So next time I hear from
you, can call me anytime you want.
Mm-hmm.
But if you ask me a question, I'm just going to say, man, I really don't. I mean, other than, you know, hey, how you doing? I'm not going to know where the process is, you know, as far as the lawyers and the paperwork and all that. You know, you're going to have to talk to my transaction coordination team.
Okay. Okay. And like you said, they will be reaching out, right?
Not today, but because it's 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
I work 24/7.
No, I'm just saying. I'm pretty, like I said, they would be reaching out to me rather than me having, you know, who to call and get in contact with. They'd be reaching out to me, email.
Oh, yeah. Phone, email. Yeah.
All right. Sound like a plan, man. I'll be looking forward to what you said between the 16th and the 26th, right?
I think it was the 26th of next month.
Yeah. Well, the 26th is the 3 weeks, right?
Well, it's the 26th today, right?
Oh, the 26th would be a month.
Look, it's going to take, give or take, 3 or 4 weeks, or maybe less.
Okay.
All right. We'll get it done, brother.
All right, man. I'm looking forward to it, man.
Have you
a little bit for you, man? Can't want me yet. Not really where you wanted me yet, but we came to an agreement.
Hey, man, business is business, man.
Oh yeah.
And you don't happen to have anyone else that's looking to sell, do you?
I don't know. No one right offhand that I can probably refer you to.
What's that?
I said I don't know no one right offhand that's looking to sell. No, I don't. You know what I mean? I can, you know, be a good reference. You know, I'm definitely going to let them know if I do run across someone.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You buying up some houses, ain't it, man?
Trying to.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and check on this little girl, man. Nice talking to you, man.
All right, brother. Well, you got my number. Save it. You hear from our dispo team. Our transaction coordination team.
Okay. I'll be looking forward to it.
Me too. Thanks, brother.